President Safe. Agents agree to sacrifice themselves for the safety of the President, regardless of his politics or his demeanor. The job requires incredibly long hours, at times in extreme conditions, and a commitment to live your life shadowing someone else while asking your family to understand the extreme sacrifice you may have to make, and to temporarily live without you while you travel with the President. The incredible weight of responsibility that accompanies every Secret Service agent, and specifically those in the Presidential Protective Division, has a tendency to distract agents from the outside world. Politics, whether those of the President you protect, or your feelings about the economy or foreign affairs, take a back seat to the daily rigors of the job. This distraction serves a purpose, as it keeps the agent's personal feelings about those they protect relatively ambivalent. Although I am certain that the strong character and unwavering dedication of the agents I worked with during my time with the Secret Service would never allow them to inject their personal or political beliefs into their job performance, it never hurts to believe in the man you are protecting. To believe in his leadership abilities and his policy prescriptions for a better tomorrow always serves as an added bonus. After witnessing the endless political games across two presidential administrations while I served as a Secret Service agent, I knew I had to make a decision. It was unfair to the President and the Secret Service to become distracted, even for a moment. But it was becoming more and more difficult to accompany the President and listen to another speech whose content was contrary to the principles I believe make this country exceptional. The speeches ran contrary to everything in America's history that makes us incomparable as a nation, and to the principles we need in our future to maintain our unique position as a beacon of liberty and prosperity. I gave the Secret Service everything I had to give, and although I was deeply disturbed by the tone and direction of President Obama's speeches, I did not want to send the wrong message by resigning while assigned to his security detail. Compounding the problem was the trust the Secret Service placed in me. I was the top-ranked agent on my operational shift and was consistently assigned to conduct the security advances for presidential visits with the greatest degree of difficulty. To leave abruptly was sure to create a stir that I desperately wanted to avoid. I decided the best path was to reapply myself during my remaining time with the President's security detail, but to start looking for alternate paths for the next phase of my life. I loved my position at the Secret Service and was well aware of the dismal job market created by the economic recession. Giving it all up, the badge I proudly wore, the goodwill I built in over a decade of dedicated service, and the security of employment with a prestigious law enforcement agency, was the toughest decision my wife and I were ever going to make. Despite the consequences, we knew it was time for a change. We both understood that there is a point in everyone's life where you must make a tough choice and follow your passion. Having seen the dark underbelly of Washington, D.C. politics, we chose to take a risky step forward and do our best to effect change for the better. My path into politics had a clear mission: to sound the alarm on what I had learned living inside the D.C. bubble by highlighting the very real consequences of an ever-expanding government and its insulated bureaucracy. My intent is not to criticize or minimize the efforts of the many government employees who are motivated by a genuine desire to serve. From my experience, any talk of bold change, transparency, and innovative new models of operation are typically pushed aside for incremental fixes. Sadly, our government prefers small band-aids to major surgery, even when the wounds are gaping. This book will take you through my journey and my experience with select people inside the bubble who displayed incomparable character and dignity, and some who did not. In the closing chapters, I will share my insider perspective on the Fast and Furious investigation, the terrorist attacks on the Benghazi diplomatic mission and CIA annex, and the Boston Marathon terror attack. You will determine for yourself if